Well, hello there, everybody. This is Tahira Brown and Victor Brown.
Yes, hello.
With another Tahiraisms page here. This is Living True and Truly Living, where real people tell real stories about real issues. And hopefully in the very near future, we'll start inviting people to join us in some of our conversations. And some we'll shoot live and be able to show on some of my other sites. Today, let me put it this way. A few days ago, I posted that I was letting go a whole lot of things in my life that I've been doing, commitments I had made. I'm taking time out for myself to be able to heal from a lot. And, you know, sometimes people that are caregivers never get to be cared for or take care of themselves. And so when that time ends, when the person or people that are being cared for passes away, the caregiver realizes now that, oh my God, my health is in really bad shape. So I've been working on that since the death of Gussie. And Victor's been very patient, but, you know, I'm not used to this. I'm not used to being patient and having to wait, be on certain medications and adjusting to the side effects and then wanting to do what I want to do when I want to do it. But mentally also, I wanted to be able to define now who I am and work towards some goals I've been wanting to reach since I've been a caregiver. And I don't see 66 years old as an excuse not to pursue some of those things and do some of those things. So I'm taking a moment to decide which route I should take. I have an idea. I've been putting some things into place, and working on this film project is now my number one priority. Working with my team, my crew, is my number one priority. And I have got to carry that through, make that number one for right now. But anyway, the speech that Victor and I are going to be doing today is called Embracing a New Normal. And when I was discussing this with Victor, Victor had wrote down, you're pulling away, you're getting quiet, spending quiet time, just being quiet, resting your mind, having faith as that of a mustard seed, using faith. You know, sometimes we get caught up in life, we think we're using faith, but it really is a commitment to utilize your faith in serving that which is God, and also believing in the vision that you have for your life, or knowing how God is channeling himself into you into which direction you should go in your life. Sometimes we get caught up in things and we really make God's job hard when it's really easy for him. Yeah. It's just hard for us. To focus, be future focused. And that's my goal, to be future focused, not focusing on the day that I'm in living in now, because the day now will be tomorrow. And to try to say what the future will be one thing, but to plan for it anyhow. Plan anyhow. And then the renewing of oneself. How did he pull all those little words out of my little discussion? Well, you know, when you're talking to a godly man, I mean, what can you expect? So Victor, now he does have a scripture for us that he actually pulled from our discussion. So now, hello, I open up the discussion, and now Victor, you do your thing, man.
All right, that sounds great. So when we were talking and the word renewing came up, and I was thinking about how Tahira has always been someone who has been a caregiver for so many and has been really a living sacrifice. So then the word renewing and living sacrifice took me to Romans 12, 1 and 2, and I'll read that now. And this is from the New International Version. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And when I think about this scripture, I think about the mustard seed that Tia talked about, that faith like a mustard seed, and really living your life as a real living sacrifice, transforming and not conforming to the world, not chasing after those things that are of the world, but really embracing what God has in store for you. And I think that's what we're talking about today.
You know, I always appreciate Victor Brown. He keeps it short and sweet. And every now and then, I just let him ramble. Because out of that, there's going to come out something something great. Over time, we're really going to be defining this channel, defining what the purpose is. And like I said, some things will be shown live. And this is one of our faith moves, is to do these presentations, Victor and I. And then every now and then, potentially inviting someone on to continue on with the Living True and Truly Living, Real People, Real Stories, Real Issues sections. So we're, you know, I've been doing the show, the talk show, as a talk show. But then to now bring it in and bring it on as a blog, I think that would be very fruitful, mainly because now with everything that's going on with people going back to school, talk of the COVID coming back up again, and everything is happening in the world. It'll be great to be able to do the talk show, but to be doing it as a blog would help those people that can't travel be able to join me through, you know, Zoom and other ways, or, you know, just joining in the line, or to send me what we're to discuss, and we'll just do it from there. But we'll plan all that out. I didn't want this to be too long, no more than 8 to 10 minutes. But anyway, I want to tell everyone, have a fantastic day. It's rainy here in little old Birmingham, Alabama. And I thought I would try to keep the timing generic by not saying today is and the time is, because sometimes I may want to show this much later. So I've got to go through a lot of my blogs from the past and edit out where I named the date and name in certain instances. They were great blogs, but I was referencing Gussie a lot during those times because she was here, but there was great messages in those blogs. I just might just go through them and just re-record them with Victor Brown in tow.
All right. Sounds good to me.
We also had out there before A Minute with Victor Brown. We had those on YouTube. And also I had my IGTV account that was going for a while. I still have those videos, even though IG has changed quite a bit. But anyway, to hear Monique Brown is facing a renewing. And actually, I'm beginning to get to know who the true Tahir Monique Brown is without being laden down with responsibilities, because now that's a new world for me. I'm not used to the quiet. I'm not used to not having to have to. And so I'm trying to work towards getting some goals in my life that I would like to reach, and I wanted to reach in my 20s and my 30s. That one thing about this business, the filmmaker's business and the entertainment business, is you can work till you die. You can stand on the stage and just crash, and people are like, yay! Anyway. And I tell people that a lot, so I don't want being 66 years old to be my reason to become stagnant and say, oh, well, my time is over because I'm 66 years old. Anywho, everybody have a fantastic day. Love visiting with you today. God bless you. Say something, Victor Brown.
God bless you. Thank you so much.